John chapter 1, starting with verse 29.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. And this, brothers and sisters, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ. Congregations.
answers from the two people that were with me in the training yesterday. Sorry. What Jesus said in Scripture today. I know he said many things. Well, not so much. John did basically the talking this time. But Jesus said something.
Dreams.
Like, check us out. see where you see God in our midst. Because trust me, God is already there. We're not bringing God to them. God's already there. Christian churches don't have a copyright on God. We just don't have that. And sometimes we think that we do. What if God is calling us to check out a new and relational style of doing church? Not among us, but us with our community. How about this? It's awesome that we have the Nest, right? I think it's awesome that we have the Nest. It's great that we offer this place for community, like, right? If we stay with that and think that that's our asset, our only asset to bring people in, if you get offended from what I'm about to say, well, I'm sorry. We can talk after. If you think that using that is the only thing, we wouldn't be any different from a banquet hall. We wouldn't be any different from a community center. Yes, you meet me here. But how about let me meet you where you're at? Let me go there and meet you. It's about relations. It's about relations, pure and simple. Our relation with God, but also our relationship with our neighbor. The neighbor that might sit by us, I'm with you, but also the neighbor that doesn't come here to worship, also the neighbor that does not worship at all. And does not believe in worship. Ha! Talk about stretching it. God the Son, brothers and sisters, is calling us to step out of our sacred boxes. God is calling us to step out of our sacred boxes and be a witness of other sacred grounds. God the Son is calling us to check out what God the Holy Spirit is doing around us and to participate in that which she is doing. So we don't miss out. Because we could miss out. God is in action. And it's calling us to walk with our neighbor with a mindset of equality. We don't guide them. They don't guide us. The Holy Spirit guides us. Walk with our neighbor with a mindset of equality. God is the Father, which is calling us to go instead of come. Go and see.
ago and see. Because that go and see, brothers and sisters, is open with possibility.